Hi, this is Malia.
And I'm Jose.
From Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less.
Episode 58. Through our challenges, God can manifest himself in our lives.
Because negative consequences often follow sin, we may view some of our misfortunes as the results of wrongdoing. However, when the Savior's disciples assumed that a man was born blind because he or his parents had sinned, Jesus corrected them. How do the Savior's words in John 9:3 change your perspective about your challenges and the challenges of others? As you read John 9, ponder how the works of God were made manifest. How have they been made manifest as you have faced challenges? It is also interesting to note that the disciples' question in John 9:2 revealed that they believed in the premortal existence, a doctrine that was lost to Christianity during the Great Apostasy, but restored through the prophet Joseph Smith.
In John 9, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was a blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing.
Jesus performed many miraculous healings of those who are blind. Isaiah, the prophet who taught extensively of the Messiah, had prophesied that when the Messiah came to the earth, he would restore sight to the blind. When Jesus saw a man who had been blind from birth, his disciples asked him, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? The disciples' query reflects two concepts found in the Judaism of their day, that suffering was a result of iniquity and that there was a premortal existence of some kind.
The Savior's response to this question teaches that a person suffering from a mortal adversity, such as disability, is not necessarily guilty of sin. Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
Like the Savior's disciples on that occasion, we may sometimes wonder about the cause and purpose of mortal afflictions. President Dallin H. Oaks explained how the works of God can be manifest in us if we approach adversity with faith in the Lord. We are sent here to be tested. There must be opposition in all things. We are meant to learn and grow through that opposition, through meeting our challenges and through teaching others to do the same. The Lord will not only consecrate our afflictions for our gain, but he will use them to bless the lives of countless others. Jesus taught this lesson when he and his disciples met a man who was born blind. If we see life through the lens of spirituality, we can see many examples of the works of God being furthered through the adversity of his children. When we understand this principle, that God offers us opportunities for blessings and blesses us through our own adversities and the adversities of others, we can understand why he has commanded us again and again to thank the Lord thy God in all things.
Now discuss with your family, how do the Savior's words in John 9 change your perspective about your challenges and the challenges of others?
And that's Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less.